From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. A new audit says millions of people in California might have to repay some or all of the jobless benefits they got during the coronavirus pandemic. That's because the state unemployment agency stopped enforcing some eligibility rules so it could process claims faster. The report released yesterday from the state auditor says the agency has no clear plan to address a backlog of eligibility checks it still must do. The audit says the backlog represents a workload never before seen by the department. The agency has the power to waive repayment for some people in cases that don't involve fraud. A powerful storm packing heavy rain, snow, and wind pounded parts of California today, toppling trees and causing power outages and mud flows in vast areas scarred by wildfires. Tens of thousands of customers were without power in the San Francisco and Sacramento areas. Mudslides near Salinas, south of the Bay Area, damaged about 24 rural ranch homes beneath hillsides scorched by the river fire last August. That's according to the Monterey County Regional Fire Protection District. Up in Sonoma and Napa counties, rare snow fell at elevations as low as 1,300 feet. The peak at Alpine Meadow Ski Resort near Lake Tahoe had a 125-mile-per-hour wind gust, according to the National Weather Service. And the San Francisco School Board has voted to remove the names of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln from public schools after officials deemed them and other prominent figures, including Senator Dianne Feinstein, unworthy of the honor. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that after months of controversy, the board voted 6-1 yesterday in favor of renaming 44 San Francisco school sites with new names who have no connection to slavery, oppression, racism, or similar criteria. Critics called the process slapdash, with little to no input from historians, but in some schools, families have argued for a name change for years. And a quick note, KALW reports independently, but its broadcast license is held by the San Francisco Unified School District. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.